look, I remember going when I was years ago, and this was all taking shape, and I would get invited to kind of, I don't know what to call them, evenings at which we would discuss the future of the internet.
A salon
or something like that. And I would always try to say yes, because I'd be meeting people that I wouldn't ordinarily meet quite yet, who clearly knew a lot more than I did and weren't deeply involved with tech, broadly speaking. And there was almost an evangelical feel to those evenings. And they would look at me with infinite pity as either roadkill or about to be roadkill. And a lot of what they said was true. And a lot of what they said was bullshit. Information wants to be free. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't just something people said. It was, if you didn't accept it, you were a moron.
You were going to get run over by
history. You were a moron. Yeah. And if you mildly protested about the way tech would affect something like a free press,
they'd look at you like you were someone bemoaning what it's like to hold a physical paper in your hand or looking at liner notes on CDs.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, it's up to the press to reestablish itself in certain ways. For example, the local press.
Yep.
I mean, the number of newspapers that have closed is unbelievable. And if they had been replaced by digital equivalents or even better, then fine. Difficult, but fine. That hasn't happened. And so I have very real concerns about our democracy. Sorry to sound so... I am an idealist about all this. Those guys don't always have that as foremost in their mind, to put it mildly.